Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Glad to hear that. Hey, doing pretty well, so thank you for asking. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
What kind of
Mostly political.
survey? Okay, you can try.
Oh, okay. So we are conducting a survey to help us, better understand what is the most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very, very satisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm optimistic.
Okay. So that'd be like somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
I'm not satisfied, but I'm not unsatisfied either. I mean, if I got to pick one of those, whichever one is in the middle, it gives you what, four ranges? Whichever was in the is in the median.
So you're saying not very satisfied, but somewhat satisfied?
Yeah, somewhat satisfied, yeah.
Okay. When thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not important to you, and 10 means that it's very important issue to you. So the first one is K-12 education. Do you think from a scale from 0 to 10, how important is that issue to you?
Team.
All right. Next one is racism and discrimination. From a scale from 0 to 10, how important is that issue to you?
Devin.
Thank you. Next one is immigration. From a scale from 0 to 10, how important is that issue to you?
Integration of
Just general immigration.
Immigration. I'm sorry, I thought you said integration. I was like, integration is cool. Immigration is important. 1 to 10, 8.
Okay. And then next one is voting rights. From 0 to 10, how important is that issue to you?
10.
Thank you. Next one is healthcare. From a 0 to 10, how important is that issue to you?
Healthcare,
Okay. Next one will be criminal justice reform.
care. 8.
Eight. Okay. Next one is inflation and the cost of living.
Ooh, 100.
I'll put like 1,000 right there. Everything going up. Reproductive freedom.
I think everybody should have the right to do what they want to do, so 100%.
Okay. Student loan and debt.
Oh, 10 sellers.
Okay. Climate change.
8.
Okay. Abortion rights.
10.
Okay. Crime and violence.
10.
Thank you. Jobs and wages.
Job and wages. 10.
Okay. And democracy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
Black, African-American.
African-American?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let's see. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. What is your race? What is your year of birth?
The year 18. Should I be 18? I'm doing 30 things at one time. I'm sorry. 1989.
I was about to say, you found the fountain of youth. I'm like, man. All right. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Masters.
All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
So no one vote has a lot of power, but collectively I feel like my vote matters. So if I had to put a number to it, I would say 7.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Well, I feel like black people have the power to do it, but they don't utilize their resources to make the change. So I don't even know how to put that in number format. Say 5.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one is the Democratic Party. From 0 to 10, how favorable are you towards this organization?
The party as a whole, or?
Yes.
7.
7, thank you.
Give me 8.
Oh, okay. Next one will be Joe Biden. From 0 to 10, how favorable is this person to you?
Give me 7.
Okay. Next one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 10, how favorable is this person to you?
3.
Okay. Next one is the Republican Party. From 0 to 10, how favorable is this organization to you?
5. I mean, neither way, right? Neutral.
Yeah, neutral. That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. All right. And then we have Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. Let's see. Next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
6.
A 6. Okay. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornell West, Jill Stein.
Okay, you said if I had never heard of these people, I need to tell you. Just out of all of those, who would I vote for the presidential?
Uh-huh. That is correct.
Kamala.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic Party, the Democratic candidate, or a Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or you're not able to vote? Number one is Joe Biden. Two, Donald Trump. Three, Joe Jorgensen. Four, Howie Hawkins. Or five, other.
One.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gone in much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
In the last 4 years?
That is correct.
Better.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thinking about your network of friends and associates, will you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, is about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
My network of friends, most of them vote.
Oh, okay, thank you. Below is a list of people. So the next one is, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So this is a little bit backwards.
Can I put... Yes. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello. What you want to show me something? She ain't eating it. All right. Well, I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
So I heard you finish the question, so you can go with the people.
Oh, okay. So this one is a little bit backwards. So if 0, it means that you believe that this person or event did not prevent any progress in the country. And 10, it means that you believe that that person or event prevented the country to go forward. And somewhere in the middle, if you're neutral or not sure, it means that will be like a 5. So the first one will be the white supremacist from 0 to 10. How will you feel about this organization?
You said they did not harm or did not cause change of 10. They did cause change of 1, right?
Basically, 10, it means that they prevented the country to go forward.
Go forward, okay. Six.
Six, okay, thank you. And next one will be Donald Trump from 0 to 10.
Prevented change, 10.
Okay, thank you. And next one is Governor Kemp.
3.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Supreme Court.
7.
Okay. Next one is the Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
7.
You say seven?
Seven.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Seven.
Okay, thank you. And last one is President Biden.
Three.
Okay, thank you.
I wish he would make up his mind.
All right, yeah. Well, below, next one is going to be, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. So this is a statement and that have obstructed progress in the black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it will not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So the first one is the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid to those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers but has only requested 8. More actions are needed as black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. Regarding this statement, how motivated are you to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you. Next statement reads, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefits, saving 21.8 million monthly. From a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
Oh, really don't have no effect on me. Oh, I guess 5.
Okay, thank you. Next one is, we may strive towards building a black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively do our journey towards future progress. From 0 to 10, how would you vote on this statement?
Okay.
Thank you. Next one is 14 years after the Affordable Care Act 2010 provided 90% funding for state to expand Medicaid. Nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. Regarding this statement, from a 0 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
Yeah.
Oh, you said 10?
10.
Oh, okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Last statement is the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protests pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. Regarding this statement, how motivated are you to vote?
Whatever.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your response so far. Now I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So the first one is, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Okay. So, I know I said collectively, I think it matters, but not just one individual. So I don't know what number I told you. If I told you 7 or 6, but it's still about the same.
Yeah, I think you'd say 6 on this one.
So that's why I go with 6.
All right, thank you. Next one is, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community. Okay. Let's see. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
All right, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Okay. When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last 3 months, from 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, more than a year ago, or you don't remember?
More than a year ago.
All right. Thank you. How did you register to vote? By email? Sorry, by mail, in person, or state government office? At a voter's registration drive or event, automatically, through a political party, organization, or other?
Originally, I think I registered at a event for school. I was 18, so that was many, many, many moons ago.
Like you said, like at an event at a school?
Yeah, I believe I was at high school.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I don't see a phone. I guess 3 if I had to label it.
Okay. 3, bisexual, okay. Let me ask you, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican. I'm sorry, Democrat.
Oh, okay. Do you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status, like full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent?
I got 50 jobs.
All right. Last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from the from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Last year, probably like 129
and 135. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Pretty good numbers. So this will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you once again for taking your time and answering those questions. I know some of them were a little bit repetitive, but thank you once again for answering those questions. We'll enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for helping us answering those questions. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. Bye.